Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben on Twitter, the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, an affiliate of On3. Sign up today for just $1. The Riverland Roofing Studios, Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Coming to you now with Bradley Sal, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL vet. He told us two Fridays ago, every Friday from this point forward, guys, you will hear from me. And then last week, I said, hey, Brad, where you at? And he's in Hot Springs, Arkansas, or Little Rock, Arkansas. Were you there for softball? Is that why you skimped out on your Ole Miss duties?
Yeah, we had a big softball tournament up there. We went 5-2. Not a bad weekend. Shorthanded, missing a few of our good players, but we did good. You know, we played a bunch of Oklahoma, whatever, Missouri teams, and just it's an awesome experience.
What is Bradley Sal, the softball dad, like? Are you as passionate as some of the, I know that softball culture is kind of insane. Are you one of those dads?
No. So I coach a team. So I'm not that dad towards my kids. I am a little intense for softball. 1000%. I scout all these teams. Like, I know all the kids. Like, it's crazy. It deserves a reality show. Not for me, just from the whole travel sports world. Yeah. Son, I could write a book on it. It's unbelievable. The amount of delusion and bad self-awareness. It's rough, but it's fun. We enjoy it. We got a good group. We got a good group of parents who are, we've been together for a little while. So it makes it fun.
I feel like I've been following the softball journey with your daughter for, years now. And I felt like I was a part of this when at that home run derby, the Ole Miss home run alumni derby. My guy Brad gets up there. No, even the MVP of the game for the alumni game. And first at bat, I'm sitting in the outfield in the Riverland tent, you know, hanging out, just calling the game. My old crappy truck got nailed by Will Allen Homer, still broken windshield to this day. And my guy Brad hits a tater, an absolute tank to almost exactly where the tent was. The pride in my soul. So I can't imagine the pride you feel when your daughter goes out there and smashes one.
That event, like when I got there, I was batting last. they didn't even want to put me on defense. I'm like, dude, I have a pretty good baseball background. Like, I would say I was probably a better baseball player than I was football in high school. They kind of slept on me a little bit. I'm like, dude, you better do your research, man. I can play some ball. Like I was, that's all we did growing up. So put me in the bottom. That's okay. And then I really want to play shortstop, but I let Keith Carter have that, but I played first.
You know, Keith, the AD, you know, he gets shortstop.
he did a good job, man. That dude's still pretty athletic. He can play some shortstop.
He did. I don't know if he's still on his bum foot. He hurt his foot playing pickleball. And I was like, dude, I've been trying to get you to do a 3-point shooting contest for years. And he always says, Ben, I can't do it anymore. I'm just too old. And you go and think you can play pickleball then? Well, now I take you for your word. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, my guy Bradley Sal's out there not one, but twice going deep, and they were no doubters. So, hey, if there, I can't think of very many better coaches for your daughter's team than Bradley Sowell, because I've seen the man put it in action. So, girls that are watching, you're not, but if you are, listen to your coach, okay? You'll get dubs. You'll get dubs if you listen to that man. How are you this weekend, though? What's your plans for the weekend coming up? You're not going to Georgia or anything, are you?
No, I'm not. I went. I experienced that trip a couple of years ago, and we went up 7-0, and I was talking mad shit. I mean, I was Ric Flairing everywhere, and I mean that lasted all of, you know, one or two drives. We couldn't stop the run to save our life. So I have bad, and not to mention I got a stomach virus on the way home. So it was bad. So that I'm gonna let this one be a TV watch game. I'm gonna watch it from the fine establishment of Town and Country Homes of Meridian. And just watch the game. I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I read today, Reese Davis, Pete Thamel, for the College Game Day podcast, they both picked Georgia. Greg McElroy is picking Georgia and to cover. And I think right now the line's still 7.5 around there. For me, it's a coin flip game. I would go with Ole Miss if it was played at home. My first prediction of the week was 31-28 Georgia. My next one was 34-27 Ole Miss. I mean, you could go either way with it, but what does Ole Miss have to do well to win?
We have to get down there and take care of the ball, first and foremost. You have to take care of the ball on the road. It's going to be a crazy environment to start. Me, Bruce Arians used to always say it the best, man, you can get in there and survive that wave. They're going to come out, it's going to be crunk. You know, they may score on you at first. Just survive that wave. Do something to shut them up within that second quarter, and then it's time to play ball. But a lot of times where teams mess up as they get down there, the environment's crazy. You know, you turn the ball over, you go down 14-0, and it's just tough to come back because the crowd stays in it. You got to find a way to make it. It's got to be a ball game deep into the second quarter, and you got to have the crowd quieted down by then. And then you just got to take care of the ball, and you got to run the ball. Yeah, that's, I mean, you have to run the ball on the road, and you have to take care of it. And obviously defensively, if you can get a turnover too, if you can win the turnover margin, do well on third down, take care of the ball, you know, obviously, and then find a way to establish a run, you're going to have a chance to win the game.
As far as buying much, if anything, into Washington State, are you, or do you think that's just one of those, they've been at home for a month, they played the high of LSU, a bye week, got Georgia and Oklahoma coming up. Was it just something that as a player, you don't read too much into it and watch it? What's kind of your takeaway from watching
State? You don't freak out over that game. That's one of those games. It's just, I always used to say, man, when you're hot, a bye week is the worst thing for you. You know, you get that week off, you're hearing all this crap, now you're ranked fourth. You know, just some, I'll tell you what, every time I came back from the bye week, I just did not feel the same. I felt like shit every time. I like it every week, man. It's something about that bye week that kills you. I'm sure they were preparing for Georgia more than anything. You know, I'm not saying they weren't preparing for Washington State. I mean, we still moved the ball quite a bit and probably should have been a lot worse than that. Just a very uninspired effort. And to be quite frank with you, that's kind of been Lane Kiffin staying in these games. Like, you look at some of the games over the years that we've played versus teams like that, like, he has those games every now and then where it looks like, I don't know, man, we didn't practice the whole week. I don't know, but he's done that quite a bit. I mean, you think about Liberty. I mean, you can go back and look at a lot of games where you thought we were going to kill them, and it was just a little closer than you ever thought. That one was probably too close for comfort, to be honest with you. I'm not looking into it. Now, if we go down to Georgia and get stomped, I'm a little concerned. You know, it's because, you know, we may have lost a little juju about ourselves or something, but I'm going to let that one slide. I'm not looking into it. I think they'll be ready to play this week. I think you'll see a lot better version of ourselves.
Everything we do here at Talk of Champions is brought to you by, of course, Riverland Roofing, but also B&A Bank and Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. B&A Bank has multiple branches in New Albany and Tupelo, emphasizes community involvement. Contact them today at 662-534-8171. They'll help you take care of any and all banking needs, business, personal, whatever it might be. B&A Bank, so thankful for them and their support of this podcast for many, many, many years. Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, if you're looking, shopping, or you're unhappy with, I should say, your health insurance coverage, call him today at 601-953-8449. That's 601-953-8449. It's Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He's an Ole Miss grad. He services 35 different carriers, and he'll take care of you with the right plan for you and your family. 601-953-8449 or quoteswithdrew.com. Some other big games coming in this weekend. I mean, this Ole Miss is probably the prime time. It is the prime time. College Game Day is going there. I don't like this whole thing. Listen, I'm not knocking Jelly Roll, all right? But Jelly Roll is the guest picker this week for Ole Miss Athens. Does it not seem like College Game Day is getting away from, like, the local connection with the picker and the association? Are we really going to even big business and branding and corporate nonsense and plugging albums and stuff on College Game Day? Why is Jelly Roll picking the game this weekend in Athens? It should be like Hines Ward.
I don't. Does Jelly Roll even play football? Like, I would like to see Jelly Roll run the 40.
But he did wrestle. He did wrestle in WWE. Okay. Had a good choke slam. He, you know, did pretty well against Logan Paul tag team with Randy Orton. I'm just saying, he's got some athleticism to him, but the connection to Georgia Ole Miss, there isn't one. It's just another, you know, corporate plant from Nashville. But that's neither here nor there. If you had to pick right here now, what do you think the outcome is for Ole Miss Georgia this weekend?
It's hard to say. I don't feel great about it just because it being a big our first big road test. I would say my confidence level is below 50% for us, but that doesn't mean we can't get down there. One thing I do feel good about is Lane Kiffin. He knows he's got good game plans typically. You know, I think he's gonna give Kirby a tough time. You know, he always gives Kirby a tough time. It's just something about it. I want to see how we do in this environment. It's the first time we've been in this kind of environment this year. Now, win or lose or draw, this game does not determine our playoff fate at all. You win this one, you are, buddy, our program's at a different level. This could be a program-defining win, in my opinion. But we can't freak out if it doesn't go our way. Georgia's going to be at home. They're going to have a lot of momentum, you know, whatever. Now, we get there, run the ball, do well, I can see us winning. I can. But what we don't need to happen is to go on there and get blown out. It needs to be a good football game. You know, style points matter. Win, lose, or draw doesn't matter. Playoff wise, we can still win out. We can still go 11-1. We can still go 10-2 and get in there, in my opinion. But you know, if you can somehow go 1-1 in these next two, we need to win one of them. We need to win OU or Georgia, I think, to really give up, you know, really control our own destiny. But I mean, I could. We're gonna have to play really well to win, is my opinion. We're gonna get some turnovers. Gonna have to play exceptionally well. Can we do it? Yes, Ole Miss can do it. Do I feel good about it? I don't.
Yeah, which I understand, especially coming off like there's some things that Ole Miss just isn't doing well enough. Trinidad Chambliss pushing the ball down the field is one of them. He was 1 for 5. I charted it on game-changing throws against Washington State. You don't read too much into Washington State, but defensively, still getting gashed too much, some big play bust on the back end, specifically in the defensive secondary, and Georgia with Zachariah Branch, even though they're not the same Georgia of old, they can take advantage of that in a far greater and more detrimental to your chances to win than Washington State could, right? You have big busts like you did against Washington State. This will get out of hand pretty quickly. But Georgia is gettable, and I think it says a lot about where the programs are, especially Ole Miss and how far it's come in the 2020s, that this isn't considered, Ole Miss has to have a Herculean effort. We're talking about football things. Protect the football, and hey, defense, don't leak like a sieve with those big bust plays, right? Let's make it harder on Gunnar Stockton in Georgia than certainly you did against Washington State. Maybe an effort more like Tulane is probably good enough to have you there in the end of it, if not ahead and winning the game against Georgia this weekend, because Georgia's nothing to write home about. No one is in college football these days, but I'm with you. It's more about what Ole Miss needs to do better than it is, you got to go have your very best effort against this Herculean Goliath of an opponent. Right, in Georgia.
Georgia's defense isn't what it has been. They don't have nearly as many sacks as typical. I think they have 8 on the season.
Dealing a lot with what Ole Miss has been dealing with, getting home and getting – like they're getting pressures and quarter – like Ole Miss didn't start getting sacks until Washington State, so that's a really good point. They're even in that way.
Yeah, but on the flip side, this Georgia offense is good enough to destroy you if you're not careful. They're averaging like I think 400 – over 400-something yards a game. You know, they're rushing for 185 a game, so – it's one of those deals, man. If we don't stop them and we can't get nothing going on offense, it could be a bad one. But you know, I do think it's a pretty evenly matched game. If this was in Oxford, I'd pick Ole Miss 100%. I think this is a very even matchup. I think that environment's what's going to tell the tale. Man, I'd love to see Chambliss make a bunch of plays with his feet this week. You know, that's what's going to happen. What's going to have to happen. But I could see this being, you know, if we were to win, it's going to be like that Tennessee game with Matt Corral, you know, some odd years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. I think it could be an effort like that. You know, it's going to have to take a pretty damn good effort by the quarterback, you know, to get it done. Like I said, a neutral site, it's a very even ball game. I feel like the spread would probably be, you know, pretty even to a couple points either way. But, yeah, I get concerned with us stepping into that environment.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Looking at other games this weekend, Tennessee at Alabama. Tennessee comes in number 11. Alabama's number 6. What do you think of that game as we kind of start to see the picture becoming clearer in the SEC, it seems, and Ole Miss is a top 3 team going into the weekend?
I think Alabama. I mean, I think they had a crappy first game, but since then, man, they've been solid. Kind of crazy. After one game, it was over, you know, whatever for them, and now they look like a damn playoff team. So I like Alabama in that one.
Number 10, LSU at number 18, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is favored in an SEC game for like the first time since or the ranked SEC game for the first time since like 1978, something crazy. Diego Pavia, you buying into some Vandy magic, or does LSU get back on track? Because for me, if LSU loses this weekend, fire up the Brian Kelly to Penn State rumors, right? He'd be trying to get out.
I got LSU. I could never get on the Vandy train. I don't care if Vandy damn is the best team in the country. It is hard to like. It's with Vandy. It's like Skechers shoes, right? Like, I don't care how fresh Skechers shoes come out with, or whenever Skechers did the whole golf shoes thing. I just can't rock them. I can't rock them. Vandy is freaking Vandy though. Like, I can't rock a pair of Skechers, man. Like, I can't. I don't care how freaking clean they look. They had some good looking golf shoes at one time. I can't do it, dude. I can't do it. I got one pair and I had an S on the side and I was like, dude, that's kind of cool. Like, my last name's Sal. It's a freaking Skechers, man. I can't do it. I wore them one time and I was mortified. Dandy is Skechers. Like, I can't do it.
That's just too hilariously perfect. Bradley South, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL vet, says Vandy is the Skechers of college of the SECs, the Skechers shoes of the SEC. And it makes too much sense. All right, Missouri-Auburn. If Auburn doesn't win this game, in Missouri's favor, they're the ranked team, they're more of a contender. But does Hugh Freeze last the weekend if Auburn loses?
Here's the crappy part about the whole – I'm not sticking up for Hugh here, but he has been competitive in the last 3 games. They're versus top 10 opponents. So, like, Auburn's not that bad. They're actually a pretty decent little team. They're just not a, you know, 10-12 win team. So, yeah, they're – I don't know, man. He's going to end up getting fired probably at some point, but they're not as bad as is, you know, they're just playing good opponents. They were really good opponents. So I don't know. That's an even game. He needs it. I'll tell you that. He needs his win. But, you know, his last three opponents have been pretty competitive ballgames versus top 10 teams.
Florida and your Mississippi State Bulldogs that you worked for a minute there, Jeff Lebby, your guy, you picking this one, and what happens to Billy Napier? Because this stuff this week has been just disgusting.
Where is it at? Is it in Starkville?
In Starkville? Yeah, I think so. Hold on one second. Let's see what it is. Well, what do you first make of the Billy Napier stuff this week? Because that was a big topic of discussion that it's already been decided, regardless of what happens, he's going to get fired. Why would you keep him then? Like, what's the benefit?
Well, the crappy part is, you know,
feels like Houston nut when they just kept Houston, you know? It's just
I don't agree with firing him because of how, you know, behind the eight ball you're going to put your next coach. These kids can transfer. Don't they get like a window of like 30 days where they can transfer and stuff?
Yeah.
So there's really no reason to do it. Let the other guy come in and you got, you know, you don't have people transferring. You're going to lose some good players off your roster that you otherwise would want. So, I mean, do I think Napier's done a good job at Florida? Hell no. Like that's a school that should be rocking and rolling, son. But, I wouldn't fire anybody midseason, just like I wouldn't fire James Franklin. I'd have kept him in there.
Especially when you consider the buyout language and all that kind of stuff. But, of course, Florida fans, if you've been paying attention to online at all, social media is the worst thing ever. But overwhelmingly, Florida fans are thinking it's going to be the Lane Kiffin show. What do you think about the Lane in Florida stuff?
It's not happening. Lane Kiffin would be absolutely crazy to leave this job he's got here, okay? If Lane Kiffin wins nine games, nine times out of ten, they're not going to say anything to him in Oxford. You know, it's just not happening, right? If you just keep winning 8-9 in Florida, it's going to be like Dan Mullen when he went there and got fired. I mean, the expectation is just outrageous there. You know, you're in Oxford, Mississippi. You're making Lane's probably making $9 or $10 million a year. What, you're going to leave for 12? Is that $2 million worth the what it's going to take in Florida and all the people's hand in the pot? He got a pretty good gig here at Ole Miss, and he's turned this thing into a kind of a like his baby. You know what I mean? Like I'm sure he gets a lot more free reign here than he's going to get at a bigger school, like a, I wouldn't say a bigger school, but a you know, place like that, you know, more of a corporate type environment. I don't know. I don't see why you leave Oxford. You're getting the talent here. You got, you can win 9 or 10 ball games a year. Like you have been, and nobody's going to say a word to you. Whereas last year, if you had the roster Ole Miss had at Florida last year and you expected to go to the playoffs and you don't, they're lighting his ass up. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, look at Bo Pelini at Nebraska when Nebraska thought they were legit. Stuff like that. There's just different mindset at those places. Man, as long as Lane's won 9 games, 9-10 at Ole Miss, he'll be fine. And you can make relatively the same money. And I think they'll even give him a raise, you know, in time. So I ain't leaving this. You know, you got a nice house here. You got tons of money coming in. A great town, your kids are in school, shit, he ain't going nowhere. Not now. Maybe 4 or 5 years down the road whenever, you know, his kids are done. But I think he's got a pretty good setup. I think he's doing great. He's probably the best I've seen, like the happiest I've seen Lane Kiffin in his whole coaching career. He looks very mature. He seems very happy. I don't think he put a price on that. I mean, hell, the $9 million and $11 million ain't that much different. I can promise you that. So
it's the whole security, or just chasing your own personal greed and just accumulation of as much wealth as possible. Yeah, an extra $2 million ain't nothing to sneeze at, but also, is that worth it when you have complete program autonomy, complete job security, your entire family's here? What, like everything? He quite literally grew into who he is as later in his life now, or middle of his life now. In Oxford.
I mean, you can be okay with it. If you want to go lose the rest of the SEC games or whatever, and care, you can make a decision not to play like that again and know how critical those plays are. That ain't acceptable. And if you feel good coming off, celebrating, you ain't got no standard. Because that ain't how we built this place.
He became an adult late. I became an adult late. So I can say it too. Like, it took me a while. Lane became an adult in Oxford, Mississippi. I mean, look, it's his... you know, he and his ex-wife and his son playing at Oxford High and Land. All of these things are true. And to just give that up, Ben, is that worth $2 million more? Because Ole Miss is going to pay the exact same. They're going to, like you said, give a raise. I agree.
And this is something that he built. This is he built. You can go to Alabama. You can go to the others. Man, they expect it. It's already been built. They're expecting you to drive the ship. This is a ship that he has built. He has built Ole Miss. He is going, if he stays on this path, he's going to be the greatest coach in Ole Miss history. There's no question about it.
Just got to get you got to get a playoff appearance or two, get you that one title. It only takes 1 year, and you're there every single year at Ole Miss.
Correct. And he's got it to where he's got a good system in place where he's getting players. Like, this is his, but this is something that he built. This is a legacy that he can make. If you go to these other schools, they don't give two shits. You just got to win for them now. This legacy's already been going for years. Right. So, and he has proven that this is a place where you can build it. And it's a cool place to be, man. I mean, it's a great school. It's a town you can drop your kids off and feel good about it. I don't know why you would want to go somewhere, you know, unless it was a big NFL gig and he was sick of the recruiting and all that. I don't know, but I don't see that being that the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and for the Florida fan or even the Ole Miss fan that gets in the comments, goes, well, I'm still worried about him. And of course, we don't know what's going to happen. But if you asked our opinion, we just told you. And on the other flip side of that, Ole Miss fan, have a little bit more, you know, say it with your chest a little bit more. Ole Miss would be fine. Fine. Like your floor, if your floor for your next coaching staff is Pete Golding as head coach and Billy Napier as offensive coordinator, if that is your, and Brian Brown as defensive coordinator already on staff, if that is your floor, that's pretty much better than every other hire you made in the past history at Ole Miss, buddy. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they'd still talk to every guy that Florida thinks they're going to talk to, other than Kurt Cignetti, who signed an 11-year, $93 million extension with Indiana, the best ball coach for my money in college football right now, and he's living the dream now. Because, man, at this point, I'd be wanting to get fired. There's nothing better than being a fired head coach with hundreds of millions of dollars of a buyout, dude. And our guy, Kurt Cignetti, you've accomplished it. You've climbed the mountain, man. Congratulations. So, yeah, I wish I could be Jimbo. Why would coaches ever want to get back in, Brad? That's what I don't understand. If you got $90 million.
That you won't, that you wouldn't nowadays. I've been in these rooms. Like, it's not, I mean, it is not like it used to be. If I'm a coach and I got $90 million, buddy, I'm doing one or two things. I'm either going to a consulting role or going NFL, something like that. I'm not NFL front office. I want nothing to do. I wouldn't want anything to do with coaching college after. Why? For what? Go be a great family guy. Go be a philanthropist. Go help people out. Go figure out a way to serve in a different light. I just don't know.
That's God intended service. Let's go, Brad. It's dropping some real bombs here today. Florida is at. I mean, Mississippi State is at Florida, so.
Oh, they're at Florida?
I'm saying.
Florida's playing well, or they're playing better. So, I don't know. It's going to be a tough one.
And State is better, but they still haven't won an SEC game in, what, 2 years?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. So, you're picking Florida to win that game. But Ole Miss, lay it out there. You never gave a score prediction. I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to say 34-27 Ole Miss and expect to get burned. Give me your prediction. Give me your number.
Ole Miss is going to kick a game winning field goal, 30-27.
At the end of all that shit of, I don't feel good about it. I'm under 50%. I don't like the matchup. Ole Miss needs to – he can't pick against him. He just couldn't do it.
Due to my good buddy, I'm in a group text with Drew Butler. There is zero chance I would ever pick the Dogs to win, even if I thought otherwise.
Dogs. Well, it's certainly going to be a challenge for Ole Miss this week in their toughest road test to date, without question. You could argue that LSU, when they played them and beat them and dominated them, even with only a 24-19 final, that was a test unto itself. So Ole Miss has been tested, but this is different because it's between the hedges in Sanford Stadium. He's Bradley Sal, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL vet. I'm Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben on Twitter, the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On3. Sign up today for just $1. Bradley is there. At OM Sowell, he doesn't comment as much as I tell him he should, and how Ole Miss fans beg him to. So maybe he'll get in there during the game and talk his stuff because he gets a little in his fifis. If somebody says, "Hey, Brad, shut up!" Oh, dude, you see this guy tell me to shut up? That's Brad. You know, I'm getting in the text like, "Dude, these guys are assholes." It's okay. It's all right. You're loved. Come to the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, for the vote 3. Our thanks to Riverland Roofing, B&A Bank, and Drew Boak of USA Benefits Group. Thank you, buddy. Are we going to be good for next week? Because next week,
if we're
9 o'clock. All right, everybody pay attention. I was going to go live
for 9
today.
O'clock, we're good. We're in South Haven next week, and I'm not leaving until Friday night, so we're good.
live at 9. It's Ben and Brad. Come ready with your comments in the YouTube section at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. Thank you, buddy. I'll see you then.
See you, Ben. Howdy, toddy.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.